Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. If we are to believe St. Paul, and I think we should, those who desire the office of the ministry desire a noble task. A noble task it may be, but it does get frustrating at times. For those who venture out to preach the Word of God and administer His sacraments these days are up against formidable adversaries, and I'm not talking about the congregation. Those who prepare for that noble office had also better get set for some pretty stiff opposition from the devil, the world, and our flesh. So whether you're already in that office or preparing for it, or perhaps this weekend just thinking about it, you stand in good company today. For in the gospel lesson, we see Jesus taking some incoming fire from the Pharisees. And the man born blind took some heat too, just because he happened to be a handy target. In one capsule sentence, Jesus explains to him that that's the way it goes with the gospel, that some who are blind receive their sight, but others who see also sometimes become blind. Some get it and some don't, in other words. The very same message of law and gospel produces two opposite results. Whoever believes and is baptized shall be saved, but also those whoever does not believe will be condemned. When Christ's servants open up their mouths to preach the gospel and administer the sacraments, God gives the Holy Spirit, it is true. But that Spirit only works faith when and where He pleases. The results are out of our control, yours and mine. Like it or not, that's the way it works in Christ's church. And so, unfortunately, those who are called to preach the good news will often be branded troublemakers instead. We have this confidence that very same message will also be used by the Spirit to release other souls from the prison cells of sin and death in Jesus' name. So you'd think that people would be falling all over themselves to embrace this gospel of the full and free forgiveness of all their sins by grace through faith through Christ's atoning work upon His cross. But no, the enemy of God and of His kingdom continues to cause havoc within and without Christ's church. For wherever Christ builds His church, Dr. Luther reminds us, the devil keeps on building a chapel. Alert, therefore, to the ploys and tricks of the devil, the father of lies, we who bear Christ's sign on both forehead and heart, brace ourselves for the onslaught which is sure to come. And it will come to every one of us, you can be sure of it. There's no one who's an exception. It isn't just pastors who are targets in this struggle, you see. Each and every Christian gets called up in this conflict. Every mother's son and father's daughter of us is summoned to the fray when it comes to contending for the truth of the gospel. Now, if that be true for all those who live by the gospel, how much more true it is, then, of those who are called to preach the gospel in Christ's church. There's great joy in this ministry, but it should not surprise us that that joy comes at a cost. It is sometimes wrapped in hardship and quite often tinged in heartache. So it has been ever since Jesus first sent His disciples on their mission, and so it will be until He comes again in glory. Forewarned is forearmed. You and I are not deserters in Christ's army. We will not be lulled into complacent sleep on the one hand, nor will we cave into panic and fear on the other. We will not fall for the devil's lies because we are on to him. We know ahead of time that his favorite tactic is to drive a wedge between us and the sure and certain word of God. And then when we are thus deprived of the promises of God, he drives us first to doubt, then to misbelief, despair, and other great shame and vice. And ultimately, were it not for the intervention and grace of God, finally, he would ultimately deliver us to shipwreck and eternal disaster. But we are not alone in this struggle. Christ himself fights for us, and he distributes to every soldier under his command all the armaments and armor that we will ever need all through the duration, so that you and I may stand our ground when under attack and make headway against the enemy, that we may withstand in the evil day and, having done all, still to stand firm. After all, no soldier worth his salt ventures out against the enemy without his equipment, and neither should we. In this struggle against devil, world, and flesh, we need everything that the Lord Jesus himself issues to all the baptized faithful: the belt of truth, the ready shoes of the gospel of peace, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and that mighty weapon of God's sure and certain word, which is the Spirit's sword. So then we're not surprised when, like the man in our text, you and I take incoming from the enemies of God and of his church. It goes with the territory, after all, here in this world, so bound in darkness and so captive to sin and death as it is. But in the meantime and through all, Christ, who is our light, lifts up the hearts of all of his own, even while they are taking flak for belonging to him. The church may be under attack, but she remains undaunted throughout. She continuously proclaims with joy the glad good news of Christ's redeeming love. She announces sight to the blind and the opening of the prison doors to those who are bound. And with reckless abandon, her ministers continue to sow the precious gospel seed, confident that he who gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater will also see to it that his word accomplishes the purpose for which he sent it, and that his church continues to grow and thrive, come what may. So therefore, emboldened, with confident hearts, we take up our portion in that task. Even though now for many of us it might mean immersing ourselves in the intricacies of Greek grammar or sorting through the nuances of Christian doctrine, it will all be worth it in the end. The road may be rocky and the battle long and hard, but the final victory is assured. To a world that has lost its heart and sits locked in bondage to sin and death, you and I are privileged to bring light and life in Jesus' name. He is the stricken rock with streaming side of which we sang. And so heaven and earth together ring his eternal praise. And we too, day by day, lift our loud hosannas to worship him, the Lamb who died, risen, ascended, and glorified. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.